Now, a lot of these new houses too, they're getting, I mean, any new modern design features of them, you
Oh,
think
yes.
of, so what was sort of new and exciting in a post-war house?
Oh, well, I've got a couple of stories that are pertinent, they're very personal. When we built our house, that'd be 1969, I believe it was, 70. And on this Buxton Court property, which incidentally, just within the last 6 months, has just sold for $1,100,000, and they tore my beautiful home down. There now is a new duplex on that property. We paid $5,000 for that lot. That wasn't too bad an investment through those years. So anyway,
New and exciting developments in these homes.
oh yes, in the design of them. Well, by this time, I'm getting up in, well, I've got young family coming. And so we made a trip to Los Angeles, and I was following very ardently the construction industry at that time. I was really thinking this was the place to go. All the new things that were happening, everything. Anyway, we go to Los Angeles, and I saw some of the houses being built. And they had the funniest things, you know. They had a little bathroom off of the bedroom, you know, which we thought, now that's quite unusual. We never saw anything like this here. They might have designed them up in the British properties or something in these massive homes up there, but in the general construction area, we just didn't see things like this. We were building houses. A big house was maybe 1,250 square feet. So if you're going to get extra little things like this in there, you know, it takes some pretty cute design. So we came back and we had this lot and we thought, well, okay, so I sat down and designed a house and I put what we now call the en suite bathroom in the bedroom. Nothing was too big. The whole house was only about 1,300 feet. But then came the bathroom, the main bathroom. We had seen down there where they had a washer and dryer on the main floor. You didn't have to go down to the basement and work like a scullery maid anymore. They had automatic washers and dryers. So why not build them in? So we saw that down there. We thought, well, for our own home, why not? Okay, now the offshoot of this was that when I went to Burnaby to get the permit, of course you have the electrical and a few things, and that was a little different in those days. Just to start building, I would call up my bulldozer operator and I'd say, Joe, you know, we're going to start on Tuesday, and what's your availability? And he'd say, well, I can make it Wednesday morning. Okay, fine. We'd lay it out. He would come out and we'd have a little discussion as to how we wanted it dug. And we'd leave him to it and we'd go down to the city hall and then take out the building permit. Unheard of today. Building permits are taken out well in advance with all the things, dots and T's crossed. Everything has got to be in order. Property's got to be inspected beforehand, afterhand, and everything else. We didn't have those parameters. Our first inspection was for make sure the foundation was in the right place, and that was went from there. So there was changes like this. Now, the one thing that we did design in there was this washer and dryer combination, and the only place I could fit it in was just like a closet adjoining the main bathroom, and what we called fold-aside doors, which were just being developed in those days. Okay, my permit was under consideration. I was called down by the electrical inspector, and he says, you can't have this. And I said, what's the problem? He said, well, you can't have a washer and dryer in the bathroom. I said, why not? Well, he says, you can't have a plug in a bathroom. You see, now that's thrown back to the old days when houses were cold, they didn't have very good heating. People would take electric heaters in those days with these cone heaters on them, which were really volatile, and they would sit them on the bathroom counter or something like this while they were having a bath. A real good practice, particularly if it happened to drop into the tub, well, it was game over. So this was a throwback to that, no plugs in a bathroom, eh? I mean,
Was that the standards or regulation
yeah,
for
standard
decades?
regulations. And so I said, well, I want to put the washer in there. And the dryer, of course, is a direct 220-volt line straight up anyway, so nobody's going to plug into that, and there isn't anything to plug into. So I said, why don't I do the same thing with the washer? I'll just make a direct line, and we'll just wire it straight in, so we don't have to plug it in. And they had a meeting with all the electrical inspectors in the lower mainland, and they came to the conclusion this was the way to go. Direct wire. So we designed it that way. In fact, when it came to doing it, I put a plug in the wall. To the day that the house was torn down, the washer was plugged into that plug.
Don't tell anyone.
Because I told them at the time, if we can't go direct wire, I can soon take care of that. Let's drill a hole in the floor, drop the cord through, and I'll have a plug in the basement, which was quite legal, mm-hmm. and we'll plug it in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be smart. It was just, you know, this was an offer. Mm-hmm. So this is what they were looking at. So this is the progressions that we have mm-hmm. come to and from, eh? And, mm-hmm. and how they revert back to the old thinking and the reasons why they did mm-hmm. these things. And they,
So during the sort of post-war boom, was it relatively easy to get a building permit and start construction?
Oh, yes.
And yeah. Was there, you mentioned that there was some inspection. Were standards kept fairly high? Was that something
oh, yes.
that was inspectors would hold you to certain construction standards?
Absolutely.
Or did the builders hold themselves to it?
Absolutely. And there again, there's big changes from them to now. Because in those days, the inspector was an inspector. He came out, he looked at the lumber and said, yeah, that's okay.
Oh, really?
Or it wasn't okay. And we did have a practice sometimes, if we were in a difficult situation, of bringing real junky lumber in to build the forms. And, of course, they would come out coated with concrete and everything else. You could hardly tell that they were poor lumber, you know. They might have been, anything that was second rate. And then some of the builders used them as sheeting. Mm. Well, this was not great.
No.
Well, inspectors got really upset about that. And I've been on houses where you didn't even need a saw when you came to putting the sheeting on the wall. Mm. You came to the end of it, you just gave it a good snap, and that was the end of that. So today, the inspector, he looks at the engineering report, and if the engineer says that the house is to the standards that the drawings are supposed to be and all the rest of this, that's it. Game's over.
And these inspectors are municipal inspectors.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there was the CMHC inspectors.
Oh, okay.